Thanks for listening to WAER News on NPR One and WAER.org. The greater Syracuse community and organizers want to uplift some neighborhoods with colorful painted scenes on boards placed on decaying properties. WAER's John Smith reports their teamwork aims to improve neighborhood surroundings and to let residents know that others care.
A group gathers on a Saturday in the parking lot of a now-defunct church on Syracuse's south side. The Syracuse Land Bank owns the property at the corner of South Salina and Colvin Streets. People are given large panels of prime boards set up on horses to create some artistic flair.
Yeah, I think that'll brighten people up. I get up and see something nice every day, you know, whether it's a flower, painting, birds chirping. Anything beautiful soothes the soul.
Ronnie puts the finishing touches on a cartoon character his son created. Unsightly broken or boarded up windows on select vacant homes are being literally swished away.
My son, he loves Dragon Ball Z. Who that?
Broly? Yeah.
Broly.
And you still gotta do the eyes.
You didn't even give him no face, Cameron.
He needs some definition.
The array of designs, specific scenes, and objects is impressive, given that most people tell me that this is not their day job, although Morgan Jenkins is a self-proclaimed artist in her spare time.
So I started out with just a blue and white background, sort of Jackson Pollock-esque, and I just kind of poured the paint on there and then brushed it together to make this blue and white background. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of vacant, boarded-up buildings, so I think to make it a little brighter and nicer looking, if there's bright, positive things out there, it changes everyone's attitude, I think.
Southside resident Ricky Burns recalls the moment he spotted the murals on homes. It prompted his interest to join the Paint the Town gathering.
My wife was coming through Midland. First ones we saw,
my wife was like, look at that. And I was like, oh, wow.
Because I had thought of that a long time ago. Like, some of these boarded up houses need to have messages on them or something.
Burns thinks that by creating his murals, they can also empower people beyond just trying to improve the aesthetics of vacant homes.
And I figured to give just a message, you know, God loves you, stay blessed.
Very nice.
My next one probably would be the same thing, like the Serenity Prayer. You know, we have a lot of people addicted and I'm in my community. It's sad, you know. I suffered, but I've been going to AA meetings with my wife. I'm going on 5 years.
Congratulations,
no
man.
Alcohol,
that's wonderful.
No marijuana. 5 years.
Good for you.
You know, and then now when I look around, I'm like, a lot of them just need a hand up or a message.
Another group that has taken an active role creating the murals is 40 Below. Their members painted murals in advance that were also hung up at four properties on the 2300 and 2400 blocks of Midland Ave. I caught up with Sophia Marquez and Eric Ennis at two of the properties where volunteers spent a day trying to beautify the properties.
We actually cleaned out that entire garage and we took a whole dump truck of stuff came out of there.
Wow.
Like old couches, furniture, like rotten wood. Some members created just like little stencils, like what you're seeing right there. That's very simple right there on the far right. Just some stripes and squares.
Call it the One House Initiative, and really the purpose is house by house, block by block. Starting with public art, by no means is that a permanent solution, but to take a property like this and improve it with public art, it at least begins to change the conversation on how you look at vacant homes in Syracuse. And then eventually, and just like we had an example of, somebody was interested in a property immediately, and so we were able to use those panels for something else.
The impact of the group's cleanup time was well received by a grandmother who lives across the street. She's concerned about her grandkids walking by glass and debris on the properties.
It was very unsafe, especially for young children to be walking around and kind of traversing like this corner in particular. So for her, she was just ecstatic. She was so happy. She's like, you know, this is, you know, I open my shades, I have a nice thing to look at, and I know my kids are safe walking in front of the house.
So where do all those ready-to-paint prime panels come from? For that, we'll head back to the church.
How's it going?
Hey, good, Liam. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man.
Right in front of us right here, this is all the paint donated to us for our painting project from the community.
Wow, look at this.
And yeah, there's just a ton and there's more coming.
In a fairly large room of the church where presumably smaller services were held, a crucifix is centered at the front with a pulpit and a large Bible. The ceiling of the defunct church is long gone. The floor is now covered with boards being primed that will become murals. Liam Kirst and Logan Reedsma received approval for a project they pitched as part of their positions with AmeriCorps.
Definitely meant to empower the community. You know, we
we feel like this is a good way to, you know, engage everybody kind of what the problem of vacancy is in Syracuse.
As community outreach coordinators for the Greater Syracuse Land Bank, they wanted to positively impact people and neighborhoods.
What this project could also do is serve as a reminder that people are interested in helping the community that's struggling in Syracuse, in a city with a high rate of concentrated poverty, that even if the city lacks resources, it doesn't lack creativity, and there's ways that we can at the very least improve quality of life for kids growing up in the city.
I remember when I was little taking art classes in elementary school, and you know, that used to be one of my favorite subjects. So, you know, we thought this was a way for them to get engaged and, you know, get involved.
U.S. Census data released in 2015 shows that 51% of children in the city live in extreme poverty. That's about one out of every two children. Students from several city schools were asked to paint murals for homes. Kirst points out the home sitting idle in poor condition can be a real negative in a child's eyes.
For a kid, I think on their way to school, it's just a daily reminder of the economic realities around them. So I think in our opinion, giving kids and adults the ability to kind of address this issue on their own in a really creative way is a productive use, especially if it's just going to be sitting there with plywood. So it really contributes to the land bank mission, I think.
They both agree the project won't end the problem of Syracuse's vacant home issue.
But I do think it's a chance to give power back to communities that have, I think, too often been overlooked. And the purpose of the Greater Syracuse Land Bank is to put properties back into productive use.
Syracuse Tenants and Citizens Advisory Board member to the Land Bank, Sharon Sherman, says some neighborhoods have seen a dramatic change.
Particularly that place where there might be only one or two bad properties on the block that for 10 years they've been abandoned and the city has foreclosed, the land bank has sold it, they've been fixed. But the more blighted areas in the south side and the north side, it's going to be a very long process.
She adds that the land bank still retains a portfolio of homes it hasn't been able to address, and countless homes are still stuck in the foreclosure process. She reflects back on a home that sat vacant for several years in her own neighborhood at the corner of Westcott and Genesee Street. Murals were also placed on it.
It had something to say the neighborhood cares. So I'm hoping that the same thing happens on the areas where they're doing the murals now. They are working on buildings that hopefully can be sold at some point.
At a Paint the Town mural session outside the church, Kirst and Reedsma both reflect on the project.
Just been cool for Logan and I and Jake from the land bank just to see the way it's kind of just went from an idea into something that's actually happening and something that a lot of people are enjoying. The community has just had like an overwhelmingly positive reaction.
I saw some little girls earlier like jumping in that little puddle and, you know, they were having a good time getting paint all over the place. And then, you know, I saw, you know, some adults out making some works of art. It was really beautiful.
This land bank property is technically closed for church. However, it still has a way of bringing people together, in this instance, to create some art that might aid in the healing of blighted properties and neighborhoods in Syracuse. John Smith, WAER News.
The final opportunity for people to create murals happens this weekend during the Northside Festival. The event will be held at Bova Center at Schiller Park Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. And to get a look at some of the murals, go to our website, waer.org.